Michael Backlund joining us here on Sportsnet. What's you got a freebie there? What do you got?
I guess
like a speaker.
Yeah, a nice Puma speaker.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No, you want it or what?
Let me see it. Yeah, yeah, you don't need that. Hand that over. How are you? How was your summer?
That was great.
All of it spent back. Well, I guess you've been back for a while now, right? Saw you in the parade there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When'd you get back?
August 25th. So yeah, I've been here for about 3.5 weeks now. So yeah. It's been good. It was a good summer. A little bit too long, maybe, I think, but no, it was great to be home.
The season that's upcoming, the season that just went, because we talked to McGrattan the other day. I don't really know how to explain it, and I'm sure you're kind of in the same boat. But for fans, so excited for the year to start. The team finished near the bottom of the standings. But the way you guys played, maybe some new faces coming into the lineup, all of this, there's so much excitement and anticipation for this year. And it has, I don't know that it has a lot to do with winning the division or getting into the playoffs. I just think there's a love for this team right now and the way it plays.
Yeah, I think we, you know, had a great second half last year. We, you know, played some really good hockey. Fortunately, we didn't finish higher up than we did, but... you know, I thought we, you know, made some big strides last year, and we came pretty close as a group. And you know, it's nice to see the main core of that group is still here this year. And you know, as I said, with a few additions, so I think it looks pretty good this year, and we're all very excited to get going.
Is that the key, the core, and the fact that you guys, and I mean, it seemed obvious even from our vantage point that you guys really enjoyed playing together. And it was a good group of guys.
Yeah, it's a great group of guys, and we had a lot of fun together, and everybody works hard for each other and plays hard for each other. You know, probably one of the most shot-blocking teams out there last year, and, you know, that's just a sign how, you know, guys are willing, you know, to pay the price for each other, and everybody wants to win. And, you know, I think we worked hard on a daily basis in practice and games, and I think we made some big strides last year.
So do you think that you're more prepared now for Bob Hartley's training camp schedule and practices than maybe a year ago? Is it less a surprise, or are you going to be even more grumpy knowing, oh, no, I'm going to get beat up?
No, I was kind of prepared for last year, too. You know, we knew what was going to, you know, what was going to happen. It was a pretty tough camp during the lockout, too, the short one we had. So I was kind of prepared for last year, and obviously this year we know what to expect. And yeah, it's going to be tough, but and some, you know, a lot of good battles. It's a few spots there, a lot of guys battling for. So it's going to be a tough camp, but it will be fun too.
Did any of the young guys come out and skate with you, Gaudreau or Bennett or any of those guys around just when you're doing your guys' skates?
No, there's a few other guys, but none of those two. They just got in for rookie camp, then they left.
Chatting with Michael Backlund here at the Country Hills Golf Club. You know, we talked to McGrattan yesterday, and he said the same thing. It's about culture, and it's about the spirit of a team and the feel in the room and all of that and how it's changed in a short amount of time. And like I said to him, I'm not looking for anyone to throw Jerome under the bus, but here's a situation where one captain leaves, a new captain takes over, and the identity and the style of play and everything seem to change very quickly. What's different now than maybe what it was 2 years ago?
It's a tough question. You know, Bob started 2 years ago too, and you know, he had a short amount of time there with the lockout season. So first year was the full season with Bob and G as a captain. So I think I don't know, you know, just everybody's buying into Bob's system, and you know, G has done a great job, but I think it's more the coaching. You know, it was a new coach here. There's been a few coaches here the last few years, and I think Bob done a great job. And his goal right away when he came was to change the culture, and I think he's done a great job with it.
You mentioned 2 years. You would have been one of the young guys 2 years ago. Do you kind of feel like a veteran or an older guy now, given that how much has changed since the, you know, the trades of Tonga and Bouwmeester and Iginla?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's only like three other guys that have been longer here than me in Calgary, so I feel like...
That's crazy, right?
When
you say it like that?
Yeah, from the Heritage game, it's only me... Geo, Station, Glennie left, so it's only four of us. So, it, you know, it makes me feel a bit like a vet in the group. And the way my season developed last year, I feel like I'm, you know, got a bigger part of the group or, you know, bigger role. And, yeah, I just felt like I grow into it. And, yeah, can't say I feel like a rookie anymore. Since it's been a few years now.
And that's another thing, too. We talk about how it's maybe hard to answer that question. Why is it different now than it was then? For you, similarly to the team, tale of two halves. the right around Christmas, things picked up for you, and you had a career year. Life, dogs, food, girls, no girls, like what happens for the dots to connect for you?
I think it was just a mix of everything. But mostly I just relaxed on the ice and just went out and played my game. I was just there in mid-November. I just realized when we were in LA there playing a game that, you know, I started holding on to the puck more and making plays, and I just felt like this is the way I can play and this is the way I should play. And I wasn't thinking too much. I was just laying all out there, and then it just all came out to me. And, I was just a more relaxed player. Then everything just kept rolling, and I felt good. And yeah.
And that's got to be the only way you get that kind of confidence is when you're on the ice in a game. Because you can try and, okay, in practice, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try sleep patterns or whatever you want to do. But until you get into that game, and like you say, it's like, okay, I got a little bit of extra time, or I'm seeing things a little bit differently. And it's funny you mentioned, you know, one game that it's not flipping a switch, but that's, I'm sure that's a story for a lot of guys, that it just starts at a certain point and then everything's changed for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, obviously it's important with all the sleep, food and all that, but I think it's, you can eat good and sleep good and still, you know, if you're not mentally strong or, you know, in the right mental place and right in the games, I think it's going to be tough to deliver no matter how prepared you are before games or after games or all that. It's when the game starts, that's when you have to be mentally ready. You know, like for me, I was just thinking way too much before. I wasn't as comfortable as I am now with the puck and without the puck. It's just not as confident. And if you're not that, you know, if you're not believing yourself or confident, you know, it's going to be harder to reach your reach your goals or reach, you know, the level you can play at.
Is this team closer than it's been in the last few years? Because Warner talks about it all the time. To have a good team, regardless of success on the ice or not, you have to want to be with one another. You have to enjoy each other's company, right? I mean, you can speak to it as better than
well,
I can,
any team
obviously.
That I've had success with is, it's been a tight-knit group, and I think that going to the rink and having fun with the guys is a huge part of it. You get on the plane, you get on the bus, you're laughing, you're joking. It's not a job then, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to the rink going, oh,
And again, I'll ask you, but in people we've talked to, it feels like there's more of that than there's been in years past. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's way more relaxed group now than it was when I first got here. You know, I think it's more of a team now than it was when I first got here. No offense.
Watch it.
Oh, Rhett was on that team.
Oh, he was
there.
Not when I officially made it. You were here at my first camp, but, you know, there's some great guys down there too, but I just think it's a closer group now, and it's a way more relaxed group. I mean, it's not as much pressure on us anymore when it was when I first made a team when we had all those veteran superstars, and we didn't have that anymore, and, you know, it's still not as much pressure on us anymore. Maybe that's the way. Why it's easier to relax too, maybe. I don't know.
So he was there for your first camp? Like your first camp or the first year you made the team? Like first?
No, first camp.
Yeah.
What a horrible influence in the locker room. Just dreadful.
Dear.
Say something nice about
Mikey. Do you have any recollection here whatsoever?
I just remember one day I was after World Juniors when I played my first game there. I remember he, one of those days, practice, he just came in and I think it was Darth Vader outfit.
Why does this not surprise us?
Oh, that's right. Like, how does that stuff slip your mind? Like, you've just, oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. I just had a kid. Luke.
Yeah.
I am your father.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we know the movie.
It's very clear now, yeah. So are you excited to golf today, or is this something that you're going to, it's 18 holes and get me off the course as soon as possible?
Well, it's a fun event. I'm not a golfer, though. I haven't played a single round this summer.
Four.
Don't be. I hope I'm not in front of you.
Yeah. And if you'd like, take a Rhett Warner T-shirt for your troubles.
He the has nachos his, one is the hit.
He has his own line of T-shirts now, and for being a guest here on this show, by all means, there's a parting gift for you to go along with your speaker and your hoodie. You'll get a Rhett Warner T-shirt.
Mike,
thanks for coming by.
Okay, thanks.
Have
guys.
Fun out there. There's Michael Backlund.